Join us this evening for Cyclone Talk with the coaches of Iowa State men's and women's basketball, T.J. Alsberger, along with Bill Fenley. They'll be right here on FM 95.7. We have the Iowa men's and women's coaches over on AM 1570, 92.9 FM, beginning at 6 with Lisa Bluter for the women and Fran McCaffrey for the men starting at 7. It's all tonight right here on KQWC. Time now, 8:30, and time for our Monday edition of the Community Corner. A Webster City institution has been home for so many of us with books, programs, and a whole lot more throughout these many years. I'm talking about Kendall Young Library, the pride there on Wilson Avenue in Webster City. Joining us this morning, we have Ann McLaughlin. We also have with us Terry Cornett and also Molly Gallantine. Ladies, welcome to KQWC this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Hi, Pat.
Yes, so we got you here today, Ann, to fill us in on some of the great things going on at the library, but I was talking off air that this past Saturday was the 119th birthday of author McKinley Cantor.
Yes, it was. Happy birthday to McKinley Cantor. We're lucky to have him around.
And of course,
well, not around, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah, he passed on 1977, but there is a special room at Kendall Young Library devoted to the life of McKinley Cantor, his many books.
Yes, yes, there is. And his son? Or grandson that wrote the book.
His grandson
wrote a book about him as well, which we do have at the library.
Yes,
so I remember doing an interview with him promoting the book coming to Kendall Young Library a number of years ago. I think, it had to be, six, 7 years ago.
I think so.
For his books. A wonderful book about his life, McKinley Cantor. Well, we're here to talk about what's going on for the month of February, so we have all you ladies here joining us today. So, who wants to start off here this morning?
Well, I'll go ahead and start off. We are having our winter reading program, which runs from February 1st to February 28th, and its theme is Shaking the Blues Away. So we have something for everybody and every age. We would love for you to join us. You can always check us out on our new webpage, which is fabulous. We're really excited about it. If you haven't seen it lately, go there. It's kylib.org. Fabulous site. Lots of things you can do on there. It's got a calendar with all these events, so if you miss what we're talking about, you can check us out on there. Always call us, 832-9100. But what you can do for the winter reading program in the adult area and the adult checkout is you can check out every time you check out a book or anything at the library, you get an opportunity to enter our drawing. We have three $35 gift cards, one for Hy-Vee, one for Fairway, and one for Webster City Bucks, which covers about 66 businesses in town. So you can use those at any of those places. And who can't use some money for groceries or gas or something like that?
Yeah.
Or anything right now. Buy a couple cartons of eggs. So we have that going on. And so when you come in, you can check out and you get an opportunity to a chance to put an entry in. You can also, we have a bingo game up there. And so if you wish, you can play bingo and whatever number you get on the bingo, you get a trivia question. And if you get the trivia question right, you get another entry into the for the prizes. So, and that's been a lot of fun. Not hard questions, I promise. I even know some of the answers, even though I don't know a lot of trivia. So you can do that part. Also, if you attend a program at our library, you can get a entry. So like this Tuesday night on the 7th from 6 to 7:30, we have the Floating Candle DIY, which is our DIYs are always free for adults. And you can come down to our meeting room and come make a really pretty floating candle and get another entry into the program for the adults upstairs. We are also having an internet safety program coming up February 16th at 1 p.m. We'll have a gentleman there that's going to go through some internet safety things that you can do. That's also free. All of our programs are free, so we would love for you to join us there with that. We are also going to have a February 28th, an adult bingo game. So come on down. No fantastic prizes, but lots of fun. So come on down and play adult bingo February 28th. That's also at 6 o'clock. We have a new service for adults, and I guess it could be for teens as well. It's a one-on-one tech support, which is amazing. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays is 10 to 12, and Thursdays is 4 to 6. And so if you've got a new smartphone and that doggone thing won't go off French and you can't figure out how to get it back to English, you just call us at 832-9100 and make an appointment with one of our reference librarians, and they would be happy to sit down with you with no interruptions and help you get through with your new device or anything like that. So that's another wonderful thing that's going on down at the library now. I will go ahead and shift on over to Molly so she can talk about the teens and the children's program.
For the winter reading program, the teens are doing similar to what the adults are. They're doing the bingo upstairs, with our prizes being two gift cards for $25 to Quickstar and Casey's, because everybody likes snacks. And they will also get entries for checking out books, for attending programs, or answering the questions along the way there. The teens are also offering, we meet weekly. We have a book club for February, and we're doing the book We Regret to Inform You. So that's kicking off here this week, along with during the week, we always offer that they can come in and work on building a giant Lego set. We have Hogwarts we're building currently. And down in the children's department, they have their own set of winter reading program going on. And they're doing activities such as minutes of reading. They get an activity log that way, and also a bingo they're filling out. They meet weekly also, but they are offering on this weekend, on Thursday or Friday, you can drop off a stuffed animal, and it can spend the night in the library and then pick it up on Saturday morning. So make sure it's not your favorite one that you can't sleep without, but we'd love to have the animals join us in the library. Then on February 25th, they will be having a Shaking the Blues Away dance party. So that is for 10 years and under, and that's from 3 to 5 on that Saturday. So then
we have something for the whole family, and we are so excited. We did an Elf interactive movie back in December at the Webster City Theater, and it was fantastic. If you don't know what an interactive movie is, you got to come and check it out. You get to be as loud and silly as you want and go along with whatever the actors are doing in the movie. We have props for you to use. We have kind of instructions on how to go along. The movie is completely free. So come on down. We're doing Shrek. We kind of teamed up with this Webster City Theater, and they are kind of, since they're doing their play next week, we thought this would be a great opportunity to do the movie at the same time. So come on down. That starts at 1 o'clock. The movie is 3. Pick up your tickets at the Kendall Young Library. And we would love for you to come down. It's going to be great fun. Everybody comes. 0 to 90. We don't care. You can come if you're 100 too. So.
Okay.
And that's this Saturday.
She left out
the most important part.
I knew there would be something. I was trying to remember
Saturday
everything.
At 1 o'clock at
that's
the
right.
Webster Theater.
February 11th.
And it's kind of to warm you up to get you ready for the community theater's Shrek the Musical Junior.
Right, and that'll be next week.
Opens up for 6 shows coming up on February 17th through the 26th of February at the theater.
Eight shows. Oh, so
really?
The play
so there was
be 8 shows.
6 shows, that would be, so they're doing a matinee or?
2 on Saturday.
Oh, 2 on Saturday, or both those weekends.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So there's lots going on. If you have any questions, I know we've kind of rattled through everything. We sure don't want you to miss anything. Check out that website at kylib.org or call us 832-9100, and anybody there would love to help you out and figure out what you're looking for. So.
All right, so we got some fun stuff coming up in February. What's coming up down the road, Lee? Months ahead, ladies, for?
Well, in March, we do have another adult DIY. We do those once a month so far. That's going to be a stenciled rabbit plaque. Mm-hmm. And then we are starting our adult book club the 28th. That will be at 1 o'clock to 2:30, and we will be doing A Man Called Uv. That is what the movie... Is the title A Man Called Otto?
That's right.
Okay. So that was what that was based off of. So that's a really interesting book, and I'm really excited to introduce back the Adult Book Club. We haven't had one for quite some time. This is my first time, so be gentle. If you're interested, give us a call at the library, because I do need to sign up so I can get books for everybody. We will provide those, and then we'll have those out at the beginning of March, and then we'll have enough time for everybody to read it, and then we'll meet on the 28th. We do have
You were telling me something in May, I believe.
Yes, or? It's in May. We have a Sarah Brohrer. I'm not sure if it's Brohrer or Brohrer. May 24th at 6 o'clock, she wrote the book, 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. And it's quite a fun and interesting book, and she will be there to speak to everyone. So come to the meeting room. I'll write that down on your calendars, May 24th.
And I believe that would be a Wednesday evening, if I'm
I believe so, yeah.
Not mistaken. Wednesday evening, May 24th, for the program about the 100 Things to See in Iowa Before You Die.
Yes.
And so, hopefully, and we'll get a good crowd for that.
Yeah, and we've got plans, but not everything's set in stone right off. So we do have our children's programs have something almost every day of the week for different age groups, but that would all be on our calendar, and it would take us a very long time to follow through on those. On days off or early outs, they have things for kids and teens, so you don't want to miss that. Please look at our calendars on our new website. It is just a great way to check out and see what's going on. Also, our Facebook page, we keep all of that up to date as well, and try to keep you informed. Like us on there, follow us, so you don't miss any of this fun stuff.
Now, every Tuesday they have the Teen Lounge from 3:30 to 5, and of course they the pre-K through second grade program from 3:45 until 4:45 on Tuesday.
Yep.
And then Wednesday there's the preschool program. One of those programs. It's midday Wednesday and Thursdays that they do that.
Yeah.
And then Thursday afternoon it's the third through fifth grade kids after school program, but nothing on Mondays and Fridays.
Mondays and Fridays. Yeah, they don't want to come down there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on. There's a lot going
on.
So, just check the calendar out if you can't keep track of all that. We'd love to see you. If you have any ideas for programs as the new adult programmer, I would love to know what you're looking for.
So you just started then at the library?
I started right before COVID. So
couldn't
really program much through COVID.
True.
We kept really busy and tried to do a lot of things to keep current with the community by taking books out to people, driving up to the library. We took a lot of take and makes out, that sort of thing. But we want you back in the library, and I need to know what you want to, what you would like. Pat had asked me about the Tuesday movies, and I had tried doing a few of those, and we didn't have a lot of people come in. I need to know what you want to see. I need to know what you'd like to do. So if you want to call me, Terry, 832-9100, I would love to know what you'd like to see at the library.
So talk with Terry after the library at 832-9100. Hopefully we'll revive those second Tuesday movies.
I would love to. I really would. I played a couple, and we didn't just have a lot of people come in. Of course, the weather's bad and different things. So there's a lot going on. Everybody's got a lot on their calendars. So, but I, if you're interested in something and you haven't seen it and would like to, I would love to know about it.
And for many years, the library hosted this Saturday morning free movie for the kids, but that is not coming back for the
time
being.
No, it is not.
Because I think people are doing some other things, but I'm sure it was a fun time when they had it at the library. Family game night, that was also a popular event at the library.
Yeah, and it's one that we are doing all these, like the big interactive movies are a huge effort. A lot of cash goes into that and a huge effort. So it's kind of another way to do a family program for everybody. We're trying to do new things, trying to keep up, trying to keep things current. Family game night will probably come back at some point, but it's always good to kind of try new things too and see what happens. So
that was such a popular event.
They had
life-sized games going downstairs at the library and upstairs too.
Candyland and Battleship and a few others like that. So we have lots of games. Oh, we just launched our puzzle checkout. I don't know. That was on our Facebook site. Honestly, if you want to see what's going on, check out Facebook. We just started where you can check out puzzles, real puzzles, at the libraries. We have hotspots. We have something called a Library Things where you can check out games in the children's department, adult department. So we have a lot of new things that maybe you didn't see before COVID that we would love you to learn about and know about. It's all on our site, but it's kind of hard, too many things to tell you about, but we would love for you to find out about them. So give us a holler.
Library is open today from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Friday from 10 until 6, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. They're on Wilson Avenue at 1201 Wilson Avenue for the library. Anything else have we missed out this morning? I think we've
I think Molly should talk real quick about the Lego thing real quick.
Yeah.
You kind of glossed over it. But
the Lego thing.
I'm always amazed when I walk to my office that they've been working on
yeah.
it. So,
yeah. We've gotten together the Hogwarts school castle, and we've broken it down so kids 6th grade and up can come in. There's a bin. They can grab a bin and go through the instructions and add to the castle. And so we're building it kind of as a community thing together. So there's like 40 some pieces, sets of books to it or steps to it. And we're like maybe only at 15 right now. So we got a ways to go.
Yep. And it's all made possible through these wonderful kids doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anything else here for the good of the cause here?
Well, we'll have a lot more coming up. Summer readings coming up.
We'll have
our summer reading program, which is always off the charts. We did a great, it was wonderful last summer. And so we kind of get through this winter reading program, get caught up, and then we gear into summer reading. And we don't have a lot on that yet, but that'll be coming up this summer. So
awesome.
Yep.
We'll get you back on the right around latter part of May to help promote that. So I think that's school. I don't know when school is letting out. I think it's got to be that first week in June.
I believe it is.
And they'll be back in session come latter part of August. And, of course, we'll have a new superintendent here in Webster City, from what I understand. So, but anyway, busy time all year round at Kendall Young Library.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And I think that about it? Have we covered?
I think so.
Yep. All right.
Yep. I think I just would like to say one more time, don't forget Shrek Interactive.
Right.
This Saturday, February 11th at 1 p.m., pick up your tickets at the library.
Right. All free. Bring the whole family. Okay. We had a lot of grown-ups that came with their kids last time and said, no, we don't want to do it. And we turned around about 15 minutes later, and they were being as silly as the kids were. So please come join us, the whole family. It's a wonderful program.
It should be. So, again, that's coming up Saturday at 1 there at the Webster Theater downtown on 2nd Street for this interaction version of Shrek, the movie.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ann McLaughlin, along with Molly and along with Terry, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate that.
Thank you
for having us.
You bet. That's our Community Corner for Monday. I'm Pat Powers. It's 8:46.